The museum at number 12 Eldridge Street is housed in the Eldridge Street Synagogue. The synagogue was originally built in 1887 for the first congregation of Russian Jews in America. Today it is the only remaining marker of the old Jewish Lower East Side that is open to the public. The building is certainly notable viewed from the sidewalk, but you have to go inside to fully appreciate the beauty of the synagogue's glorious main sanctuary. This synagogue flourished for 50 years. Beginning in the 1920s, the congregation began to decline, and by the 1980s, the building was severely deteriorated. Miraculously, it was saved and restored by the Eldridge Street Project, and in 1996 was designated as a National Historic Landmark. This really is one of New York City's most magnificent hidden treasures. For me, the highlight is the beautiful stained glass panels, but there are many things to see. Go inside and sign up for a guided tour, or book in advance. You can also check their website, eldridgestreet.org, which gives a lot of information about the history of the synagogue, including some great historical podcasts you can listen to on your smartphone. From here, we will continue south down the sloping Eldridge Street. Make your way down to East Broadway, turn right on East Broadway, and pass under the Manhattan Bridge. Make sure to look down the length of East Broadway to view a great collection of late 1800s tenement buildings lining both sides of the streets. And picture in your mind how this neighborhood once looked in Victorian times. If you want, you can visit the classic New York Public Library building a little ways down the street at 31 East Broadway. But come back to the bridge underpass when you want to resume the tour. Immediately after you pass under the bridge, coming from the Eldridge Street side, turn left onto Market Street and go down one block to our next stop, the old church located at the corner of Market and Henry.